Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hey!
So we got to talk about Survivor Series predictions, punishments, man.
All right, how about loser gets the winner's dog's face tattooed on one of their butt cheeks?
That's a bit much. How about the winner coughs in the loser's mouth?
No, I think I'd rather get Gypsy's face tattooed on my ass.
I have an idea.
Shut up!
Come on, Steve, let Big Red talk.
Fine. What's your idea, Big Red?
All right, I know you guys are a couple of film school nerds. How about the winner gets to decide a movie that the loser has to watch?
As like a watch-along thing on Twitch, using the Amazon Prime watch-along thing.
Did you hear that? What a stupid idea. Did you hear that stupid idea?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. But how about this? If the loser loses
by more than like 5 confidence points,
they have to watch 2 movies of the winner's choice.
Yeah, sure, whatever, that's cool.
All right, bye.
Bye, Larson.
I know that's just you talking, Steve.
Big Red doesn't talk.
I wish this was a video call so you could see that clearly I am not the one talking. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to our Survivor Series predictions. I say welcome back. I don't know why I said welcome back. From last year's Survivor Series predictions? That
doesn't
make
any
sense. Anyways, as you guys saw in the skit that preceded this particular video, the punishment this year is going to be kind of a group punishment. If people want to participate in this, the winner of predictions not only gets Big Red, they also get to choose the 1 or 2 movies that the loser has to watch live on Twitch via Amazon Prime watch along.
They're going to be bad movies. Bad movies.
Maybe not. If I win, maybe I will say, hey, 1 good movie, 1 bad movie, or just 1 good movie. Maybe I'll play something you really like.
Where's the punishment in that, though? What's punitive
about
that?
It's
going to
be bad movies then.
It's got to be a terrible movie.
Bad movie.
I'm bummed out the Attack of the Clones is not free on Amazon Prime. That's what I would have chose for you.
That's a drag. So if the winner wins by more than 5 confidence points,
2 movies then. Back
wasn't
to back.
It last pay per view? I killed you, didn't I? Because you made a bunch of like weird risks.
Well, I had to. That's the only chance I had to win. Otherwise, we'd pick the same things. Yeah, by more than 5 points. Usually, generally though, it's pretty close. Usually, somebody wins by like 1 or 2 confidence points. Speaking of confidence points, let's just say what those are now. So there's 7 matches here on the Survivor Series card. The match you're most confident in, you give 7 confidence points. The one you're least confident in, 1. When you pick the winner correctly, you get those points. You add points at the end of all your correct picks, whereas most points at the end of the show is winner. And that's how we do it here at Going In Raw. You done making your picks? You done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm finished.
All right, let's start.
Are you done with yours?
I was done hours ago.
Oh,
first
well,
match
so
on
was
the
I.
Kickoff
I was done
show.
Yesterday.
No, you just finished them. First match, cross-brand Battle Royal in the kickoff show. Steve, who do you got? Don't take my pick.
I didn't take your pick.
Good. It's a good pick.
Wouldn't have even thought about your pick because he ain't been on TV for a while, but it's a really good pick. I will go with my pick, though. I'm going to say Big E is going to win the cross-brand Battle Royal. It's a terrible pick because even winning this thing, the accolades really aren't that great, and I think Big E's probably bigger than this, but he really should be on the show. Weird that he isn't, but I'm going to go with Big E. I have 1 confidence point here.
Lars Sullivan, man, he's going to go in there and destroy
that's
everybody.
That's a good one. That's a good one. He's a kickoff show winner. That's what he is. He's a
I know he hasn't been on TV in a while, but if they want him to make an impression, he'll come out there and eliminate like everybody.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If he's not in this,
yeah,
or something's weird, right? He did something, right? If he's not even in this,
they're just back to. Well, no, I mean, like you know, they went through that route creatively that I think was met critically online. Maybe they realized when they did the same essential interview twice and it didn't connect, back to the drawing board with Lars. So maybe if he comes out here, just eliminates a bunch of people, then let's do something simple, like he just likes to beat people up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I got Lars Sullivan one confidence point.
Good pick. Next, we got the tag team versus tag team. Who's the best of the best, the New Day or the Street Profits? Larson, who do you got here?
Street Profits. Five confidence points. I'll
five confidence points.
Five confidence points.
Okay.
So we didn't really have anybody. They both stood tall because they were on the same team. They won. I understand Street Profits got the pin. Profits need this more, but also it balances things out. If you take the kickoff show match out of it, the way I have it here, three matches for Raw, three matches for SmackDown. Balance. They got broadcast partners to make happy. Balance. Street Profits get the win. They're the up-and-coming team. New Day or the veterans, they can take the L. It's totally fine. Street Profits win.
Yeah, I took that into consideration, and I feel there is – I weighted some of the matches to even them out as opposed to just a straight numerical value. But I totally try to take that into consideration. That was actually the reason why I hesitated on this. However, at the end of the day, I'm going with the New Day with four confidence points because I think that right now they are the veterans. They are not quite ready to pass this particular torch. These two teams are absolutely incredible.
And it's going to be a great match.
I see the New Day coming away with this one, four confidence points. Next up, we've got mid-card champion versus mid-card champion. Lashley, the United States champion, versus Sami Zayn, the champion of all continents. This is the one that I've got the most confidence points.
Same.
Lashley with seven.
Bob Lashley. Yeah, Lashley Bob Lashley, seven. Same with confidence points. I would be absolutely flabbergasted if this if Sami Zayn won this match. Completely and totally. I would be floored. Floored.
Bob Lashley totally winning. I'm not going to say I would be floored because anything can happen and you can load the decks, you know, against Lashley. Sami Zayn's very crafty. There are things he could do, but I don't see it happening.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Seven confidence points.
Next, Women's Survivor Series elimination match, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Who do I have? Oh, yeah, Team Raw. I've been saying for weeks, yeah. Lana, sole survivor. I got Team Raw, four confidence points.
Yeah, I've got five confidence points on Team Raw. This is how I weighted things. The actual Survivor Series matches are going to go to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else. I'm sorry, those are going to go to Raw. The mid-card and tag titles go to Raw. But then the two big, you know, big titles, Sasha Banks and Asuka, Roman versus Drew, that's going to go to SmackDown.
So, all right.
To me, that's a fair enough weight.
Well, let's go to the Men's Survivor Series match. We both have Team Raw.
Yeah.
Six confidence points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already mentioned who you think your sole survivor. We're going to get that to later, but we'll do it now. Your sole survivor on the Women's Survivor Series team is the same as mine, Lana. That's correct. And then for my sole survivors for Team Raw, well, it's not going to be a sole survivor. It's going to be everybody but AJ. I think you made a really good point when you mentioned, you know, he's the guy who's been sort of, you know, orchestrating things, being team captain. I think he is going to pull these guys together in some sort of martyr act where he ends up getting eliminated so that the others can survive and they will all pull together as a team and defeat the rest of them.
Excuse me.
But AJ will be the only person eliminated from Team Raw.
I'm nearly in agreement with you. I have Lana as my sole survivor for the women's match, and then I have everybody but AJ and Matt Riddle.
Okay. All right.
So then Keith Lee, Braun, and Sheamus. So, yeah, then we have the women's title match, or women's champion versus champions match, Asuka versus Sasha Banks. Who do you got?
I have Sasha Banks. I think right now, as we just saw with – now, number one, here's the problem. Sasha Banks has – a lot more sort of coming at her. She's got potentially Bayley, even though they finished that off, maybe Bayley. They've got obviously Carmella waiting in the wings. She's not doing anything with Survivor Series. She could do what she did tonight. However, because we saw that happen tonight, on Friday, Carmella attacking Sasha Banks, and we're sort of on this Sasha Banks is the Boss Tour, where she's proving that, A, she can defend her title now. She did that against Bayley. Next up, Michael Cole brought up Asuka got the better of her last time. Does she have her number?
Asuka have her number, yeah.
Right. So that means Sasha Banks, in proving that she is top champion, which I think they're trying to make her out to be, she's going to win here. Asuka can eat a pin. She'll be fine. She'll be totally fine. Sasha can't eat a pin right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I have three confidence across the board.
Same.
Three confidence.
Same. Three confidence
Actually,
points.
Actually, hold
Sasha.
On a second. Let me flip this here. I'm going to give that 4 and New Day 3.
Okay.
Every point counts.
I guess so. And then finally, what you'd assume would be the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. If going into that contract signing on SmackDown, I was pretty confident Roman Reigns, a lot of confidence points. But after that, they're setting that up for Roman to potentially, I don't think it's going to happen, potentially be humbled. So the chances for interference are very, very high.
Yeah.
So I think.
And it's all stacked against Drew? It's all stacked against Drew. All that interference
Bray talked about.
Bray
has beef with Roman.
Yeah, they had Alexa stare at that title, but Bray's too goofy for Roman. All the interference, man, it's all headed towards Drew.
Yeah, it is. And that's not to say that can't blow up in whomever tries to interfere's face and sure. At some point cost Roman the match. Long story short, this finish ain't going to be clean. Mm-hmm. If there is someone's shoulders touching the mat for a pinfall, it's going to be Drew McIntyre. I feel like I got Roman. I only got 2 confidence points, though, not because I don't think he's in any real danger of losing. I just think that of all the possible options of how this match will turn out, Roman winning is like the top 3 options.
I agree. I agree completely. The only hesitation I really have here, well, it's 2 things. It's number 1, because I wrote down Drew and I just started thinking about it. All that interference you're talking about totally stacks up against Drew. Mm-hmm. Number 2, the reason why I had written him down originally, just to start off with, was because of what Roman said tonight and he said last week. You're the secondary champion. That kind of puts, to me, it's like, wait a second. They're on an even playing field. USA then has a proper champion if that guy can beat Roman Reigns. Even if it's
just
not
too soon
clean.
It's too soon for Roman to lose right now. It's too soon.
Yeah, I know. That's why I have him. But the fact that Roman keeps on saying, you're the secondary champion, don't you want then, wouldn't WWE use that to say, no, Drew is a top champion?
Yeah, but now here's an option that actually worked into my thought process. Now, these champion versus champion matches are not title for title. There's no titles on the line. It's
right,
best
of
the best. That's it.
Yeah.
However, if I don't know the details or if this would be possible, if Miz rolls out with his briefcase and interjects in this match before there's a winner in the one-on-one contest, kind of like what Seth did at WrestleMania a few years back, made a one-on-one bout a triple threat, and insert himself, and then whoever he pins, he would win that title.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that's how it would go. Now, in a situation like that, where somehow Roman is laid out, Drew hits a Claymore and Miz pins him. Drew then does win the match. Roman doesn't need a pin.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
If what happens?
So if Miz
cashes
in during the course of the match,
okay.
Makes a triple threat, Drew pins Miz, gets the win that way.
Yeah. That's a solid way out. That's a solid way out.
That being said, I don't know how, you know.
If that happens, I'll just give you the damn thing.
Oh. Well, it's not my official pick, but who knows?
That's a great way to go if that happens. Anyways.
That's our picks. So we're really disagreeing on one tag match.
Yeah, so it probably just looks like there's going to be one movie being seen. All right, anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Let us know who you think is going to win all those different matches that we just talked about, and put your confidence points in there as well. And join us this coming Sunday for Survivor Series 2020, best of the best. Thank you very much for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.